So this brings us to the end of the goal setting section. I think I told you right back at the start, goal setting is actually a very, very simple process once we understand the direction that we want to be guiding our clients in. So we've looked at the problem-solving process. I've given you a very, very simple framework that you can use to address pretty much all issues, doesn't matter what shape or size or package they come in. So this is pretty much the overriding goal setting process. I'm going to urge you to really familiarize yourself with this, but start practicing right away. All right, don't wait until you feel ready to start coaching people. Don't be like Karen and put off until tomorrow what you could be doing today. Why? Because you can start getting results. You can start making an impact today. How I like to structure coaching from a goal setting angle is this. First and foremost, we've got to create or help them to establish a compelling, a meaningful vision for the future. So we've got to look at what goal they have or something that they're working towards. And this could be short term, medium term, long term. It could be that grandest life vision where they're defining how they want to be remembered by other people. It doesn't really matter. In Karen's example here, Karen said, I want to be an available mother. I want to be available. Well, I guess being remembered as being available is going to be quite meaningful if she hasn't experienced something like that growing up. And that's going to be true for all of us, isn't it? So sometimes when we look at life and define how it is that we want to be remembered once we're dead and gone, this can kind of give us a real reason for changing and making modifications in our outlook on life, our attitude, and also in our habits today. So without a vision, people have this tendency of just going round and around and around in circles. Sometimes end up going nowhere for anything up to a lifetime. All right, so vision is in place first and foremost. I'm going to change my pen color here so we can see what's going on. So goals, so vision first and foremost, we want to get the vision in place, and then we want to clarify what the client actually wants in terms of tangible, practical outcomes, goals. Remember, they're going to come to us 9 times out of 10 focusing more on what they don't want than upon what they do. So we need to make that shift. Yes, it's okay talking about a problem, what the issue is, analyzing it for a season. All right. And if through the season we can identify that the main issue isn't so much a circumstance or a situation, but it's actually a limiting belief that they have about themselves, then and only then do we perhaps might want to integrate some questions to find limiting beliefs. We might want to bring in the core identity coaching model. We might want to discuss values, explore values. We might want to tell them a few stories, help them to better appreciate the extent of the choices that they have. All right. So once we know what they want, we then define future goals. Once we've got the goals, which must all then be framed in the positive, we then start creating action plans. Action plans that can just be agreed upon conversationally, or that you might want to bulk out in the action planning framework that we made available in the resource in the last couple of videos. And then moving forward, again, review, adapt, and adjust. Remember, the coaching relationship is a relationship based upon accountability. All right. Now, if you can think right back to section one of the course, one of the first questions I asked Karen, the first demonstrations that we gave was, so Karen, how can I help you to fulfill your goals as a life coach? And what Karen's response was, well, probably more accountability. Hold me to account. All right. Well, this is realistically the role that we're always going to be fulfilling as coaches and as helpers in this context. It's not about us taking the action steps for our clients. It's certainly not about fixing them or healing them or doing anything for them whatsoever. It's mere reflecting back what we're hearing them say and then holding them to account. It's sometimes about building order and structure into their lives that they perhaps might not have had before, or about helping them to identify the order and structure that they themselves need to build into their lives. Then all we do is we hold them to account. If they don't build the order and structure into their lives that they've identified they need to build into their lives, why not? All right. What is the sticking point, and how then can we address that? Because that then becomes the new problem. You with me? So the goal setting process can be never ending by nature. Why? because it's not like people ever get content in life, right? There's always going to be that greener grass on the other side of the fence. So people are always going to want to continue to keep on growing and changing and moving forward and setting new goals, which means that as an effective coach, all right, your clients should stay with you until they've mastered the art of overcoming their own issues and problems and challenges for themselves, which again is always going to be a process. So that brings us to the end of the goal setting section. Hope you found it useful. We've obviously presented a whole load of resources for you, which we sincerely hope you're going to download or that you've already downloaded and that you're going to start using right away. So that brings us to the end of this section, and we'll look forward to the next, where we're going to talk about a few very low-level, light business principles and practices that you might want to start implementing yourself if you intend on becoming a professional life coach and setting up a practice, or it might be the case that you build some of these ideas into your practice if you're working with entrepreneurs or CEOs or pioneers or managers or leaders or people like that. So I hope you found this section useful, and we'll look forward to seeing you again in the next.